This is Hallie Reynolds with the Campus Chronicle, and today we're at the DMAC Ankeny Campus Library interviewing Emma Adams, who is the Public Services Librarian. So, hi Emma, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for letting us interview you today. So, how long have you been here at DMAC?
I have been at DMAC just over 4 years. Four wonderful years.
Where were you before DMAC? Like, what was your background? Mm-hmm.
So I've been working in academic libraries for about 10 years. And prior to coming to DMAC, I was at a university in upstate New York. And before that, I was in Washington State at another community college.
Okay, that's awesome. I just want to talk to you today about some of the things that the library here on campus has to offer. So we can begin by talking about some of the resources that the library offers students and the benefits of utilizing those resources.
Absolutely. So the thing that I would underscore off the bat is that all resources and services are available at no cost to DMAC students. I really want to emphasize that. Some things to highlight, in addition, of course, to our physical book collections, which you see if you come into the library on the shelves, we have a wealth of digital resources available. So we have streaming video, digital magazines, electronic databases that include articles from scholarly journals, magazines, newspapers. We offer subscriptions to the New York Times and the Des Moines Register. Outside of digital collections, we also loan mobile internet hotspots. So if for any reason you have limited access to high-speed internet off campus, you can borrow a mobile hotspot from the library, again, at no cost, for short-term and long-term loans.
Awesome. So you say that you can, are these free subscriptions to the Register and those other newspapers?
Yes, again, available at no cost, so the library pays those subscription fees, and so you can create your own personal subscription both to the New York Times or the Des Moines Register, and those are the digital sites.
Okay, that's awesome. That's something that I would actually be interested in. Another thing that I would like to ask is, you guys do theme of the month, I believe, mm-hmm. here in the library, so what are some themes that you guys have done in the past?
Oh, absolutely. So the goal is really to highlight things that we have in the collection and encourage their use. Right now in February, we are celebrating Black History Month. And so we have pulled out a lot of items from the collection to center and celebrate Black stories, Black voices. And we are including both print books that we have and DVDs, video, things that we have available in our digital collections. And outside of that, we also we go for themes. And so things that might be more obscure. So we have movable books in the library, which include pop-up books. So we've highlighted those in the past. And one that's up right now is the movie better or the book better? So we have those paired together and you can come in and let us know. So, and if you have ideas for things that we might want to pull out of the collection and highlight, we are open to suggestion.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of conversations started over the movie versus book, which one's better. So something else is that I've noticed with themes that you guys have done the banned books, and you guys have kind of showed some of the books that have been banned and had them out on display. And I was wondering, what is your opinion on some of those more classic stories that have been banned?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. And so the Banned Books Week is a week in September, the American Library Association, where they draw attention to bans and challenges in school, academic, and public libraries. And so we pull titles out from the collection that have not necessarily banned or challenged here at DMAC, but have been banned or challenged from libraries across the United States. So those bans and challenges oftentimes come from parents or people in the community. And what's most important to me as a librarian is intellectual freedom and curiosity and having collections that represent communities. And so having access to that information is one of the most important things about libraries. So libraries are guided by collection development policies, and we stick to those policies that inform the things that we select for community members and students to have access to. So, but underneath all of that is just access to information.
And has DMACC actually had to or chosen to ban any books before?
We have had challenges from members of the community and members of the DMACC community. And what we do, we are guided by our collection development policy. We take feedback and we consider those books. So yes, we have had challenges, but we're able to communicate with those patrons about underscoring the importance of access to information. So certainly we have experienced those in the past.
Right, that's really good to know. Another thing I would like to ask is, what is your favorite thing about the library here on the Ankeny campus?
My absolute favorite thing is that we have both a physical space and an online space to serve students. So we are one of the few places on campus where there is a desk and there are people here just waiting to help. And we also have an online presence with our live chat. So we can serve students both on campus and at a distance.
All right, the last question that I have for you is about the DMACC One Book, and I was wondering if you could give us a little bit more information on the implementation of this and the purpose of doing so.
Sure. So the DMACC One Book program is a district-wide program. A book is selected, and instructors can choose to adopt that book and build curriculum around it. Right now, the book for this year is Chanel Miller's Know My Name, and we choose a title that has broad appeal and connection to DMACC programs and curriculum, and students are able to read and engage with that. We oftentimes bring in the author. So this year we did have Chanel Miller come in the fall semester, and it's really just to promote reading and engagement with a variety of topics, and those are available at no cost to students if their instructors do adopt that book into the curriculum.
So when is the next time that you guys plan to implement a book for the DMACC One Book program?
So the One Book program is fall, spring, and summer. So we will have a new title available in the fall.
All right. That's exciting. I think that's all I have for you today. Emma, is there anything else that you would like to say to the students about the library today?
I would just encourage you to please come into the library, see what we have to offer. So we have places for quiet study. We also have things not only to support your studies, but leisure. And if you can't come in person, join us online.
Thank you so much for joining us today.